This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com. Hello and welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. My name is Bo Bennett.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
And we're here once again with another exciting and wonderful interview. Ryan, who do we have today?
Very special guest on tap today, Bo. Joining us from the United Arab Emirates, we're very pleased to welcome to the show distinguished Toastmaster and 2014 to 2015 International President Mohammed Murad. Mr. International President, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you. Congratulations on your role as International President, and thank you in advance for your continued service to our organization. I thought we would start out our discussion today. Could you tell us a little bit about your personal story of how you got involved with Toastmasters?
Sure. Well, probably like 90% of all the members, I got called to Toastmasters meeting by a friend of mine, whom I had a couple of business dealings. His name was William Sampson. And he said, why don't you come to a Toastmasters meeting? I said, what's a Toastmasters meeting? He said, it's about public speaking. You know, in 1996, there wasn't much of leadership involved in the organization, so it was marketed as public speaking. So he said, it's a public speaking development organization, and you come and check it out. So I went there. I saw a bunch of people who were clapping at every time someone stood up and spoke, and did the meeting for around 1.5 hours, 2 hours, left, thought nothing about it. In a few months, William Sampson met me again. And he said, why don't you come to the meeting again? So I said, okay, I have nothing to do this evening. I'll come to the meeting. That meeting, there's something which happened which attracted me as such. And that was, they invited me to stand up and speak for 2 minutes on a subject that was given to me and was not known to me. And we call it, as everyone knows, table topics. And at the end of the session, they announced the best table topic, and lo and behold, who was it? It was me. And they gave me a small trophy saying that you are the best table topic speaker. And at the end of the meeting, the vice president membership came up to me, had a membership form, and said, why don't you sign up? And who could refuse after being given a table topic best speaker? So I joined up, and I never looked back from that time onwards.
Did they do the little marketing trick where they give you the trophy, but they say, you know, this is just yours to borrow. We need it back, so you got to bring it back next week.
Well, that used to happen in a couple of clubs, but, you know, in Dubai, we're a bit rich. Okay. So they give you the trophy to keep.
Nice. Let me ask you this. Was it gold-plated?
No. It was.
So you're not that rich?
No, we're not. And the clubs are all the same, but we have a habit of having a small trophy that is for keeps. So I think that's added value for the members.
Yeah, it sure is.
So I'm impressed that your friend William's elaborate plan of inviting you to that meeting has now culminated in you being the international president of 2014, exactly as William planned back all those years ago.
William probably has a big whiteboard at home with all these arrows and the strings attached, you know, in the movies.
Right.
Yeah, I do thank him from the bottom of my heart every time. You know, I think that it just took an invitation from a member for me to come in and be able to realize what kind of potential each and every member could have by staying in Toastmasters and reaping the benefits of what skills they could acquire.
Yeah. Right. Everybody has their own William. Do you remember who your William is, Ryan?
My William? No, I don't.
No. I think my William was actually named William.
Really?
Believe it or not, yeah.
Nice. So, Mohammed, you mentioned that when you joined Toastmasters, your focus and the focus of your club was on public speaking. When did you personally set out on the leadership track in Toastmasters?
Not very much after that, because the next year of my membership, there was an opening for a vice president, public relations. And I just jumped into it, of course, not knowing what would come later of hard work into making sure that the newsletter is there, because there was no newsletter for the year before I became a member. So I had the task of initiating the newsletter, and those public relation officers know how hard it is to initiate one and keep one going. So that was the first time I took up a leadership role, 1 year after my joining the club. And it just continued to come up, you know, opportunities came up, and I never hesitated to take up the opportunities because I saw a lot of benefit in it.
Hmm. Yeah, that's great. Mohammed, I know you live in a very culturally diverse and fascinating part of the world. Can you tell us a little bit about your home country and your home city?
Sure. Dubai is pretty much well known as a city, but the United Arab Emirates is the country, and Dubai is the commercial hub, which relies on tourism and business. And there is a lot of mix of culture and modernism within the city. Everyone knows the structures which are there. The tallest building in the world actually is in Dubai for now. But we do have a lot of cultural places that people could actually visit. And those are the heritage villages and the museums, which show our history. And we also have cultural centers where expat could come and experience the Emirati life, as we call it. So they sit on the floor, have food with their hands, get acquainted with the fasting month of Ramadan, and so on. So I'm pretty pleased that there is this balance of maintaining culture and respecting culture as such, as well as being modern enough to be able to accommodate so many nationalities, and the nationalities that are available here in the UAE are more than what we have in Toastmasters, which is 126 right now. So it is a melting pot, and everyone is living peacefully with others. We have a lot of understanding with the cultures that come in, as well as the people who come in understand our culture and respect our need to keep it.
Gotcha. So I understand that you're into thrill seeking, and I just wanted to put the two and two together. You're in the country with the tallest buildings in the world, and you're a thrill seeker. You like to bungee jump and skydive. Have you ever combined that with the tallest building and pulled a Mission Impossible?
Well, the last person who actually tried that got arrested, and I have no interest in getting arrested, especially that I was a police officer and I'm retired now.
Well, you could use your connections to get out of the arrest.
But yeah, it's interesting. We do have a Skydive Dubai here, which is a skydiving company where they actually do skydiving.
Right.
So I do practice my adventurous hobbies, but no, not the tallest building of the world.
All right.
Well, I understand our next international convention is going to be in Las Vegas, and you may know that at the top of the Stratosphere, one of the hotels there on the Strip, there is a sky jump. I think it would be absolutely incredible to see our new international president, at that time he'll be our outgoing international president, leap off the top of the Stratosphere. What do you think, Mohammed?
As a farewell to Toastmasters.
Yeah.
And Ryan and I will be with you doing it. If you
well, do. You know what? I just got challenged with the ice bucket a couple of days ago by one of the members.
Not exactly an extreme sport.
And I took up the challenge, and I'm taking up your challenge. We will go to the stratosphere and jump over that.
All right.
As long as you do it with me.
It is a date. It is a date. And we have audio proof of this as well. Awesome.
Okay.
I'm about to break down because Bo said, I think he said we have to go with him.
Oh, yeah, we have to do it with him, yeah.
I'll watch from the bottom.
All right, well, I'll do it with him if you want to do it. Can't let him do it alone.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
We'll take a mic with us, by the way, when we're done.
There you go, yeah, get some audio.
Yeah.
So, Mohammed, obviously Las Vegas is on the agenda for you, but as international president, what other countries will you be visiting this year?
Well, On the schedule, I am first visiting the Caribbean. Then I'm going to Hawaii, and then a couple of districts within the U.S. And then I have Canada. District 42 is on the agenda. Actually, I'm not traveling on this part of the world for this year. So I'll be mostly in the U.S., Canada.
Okay.
Visiting the districts there.
Right. Now, how does your family feel about all of your upcoming travel commitments?
They have been supportive from day one. You know, my daughters always ask me about my trips, which is always interesting and motivates me to look for stories when I am outside. And my wife, of course, she's a ball of support from day one. If you have heard me talking about her in the inaugural speech, you would have heard that she had never before the convention in Malaysia attended a single Toastmaster meeting, not even my club.
Wow.
But yet she has never even twitched from allowing me to go to any commitment I have within Toastmasters, whether it was on the club, district, or even on international level. So she is here taking care of the business when I am there having some fun with my fellow Toastmasters.
And working, of course.
Right. Now, I understand your wife is one of your business partners. You have three companies, is that right?
Yes, they've it's become four right now.
Four.
So, yeah, she is my partner in all the three companies.
Ah, great. Can you tell us a little bit about your companies?
Yeah, we have an event management company which specializes in weddings. So we do bespoke weddings and very, very large weddings, because our average number of invitees per wedding is around 1,000 invitees.
My goodness, wow.
We have done weddings for up to 4,000 invitees. Wow. So yeah, it's a real challenge, but a real joy to take up this kind of magnitude. That is the event management company. Then we have a fashion label. So we actually manufacture ladies' garments, evening wear, and sell them. So we have an outlet and we have a studio, a design studio. We also have a beauty salon and spa. So it's basically a beauty salon, and it's for ladies only, because here at home we do not allow the mix. So we have a separate salon and spa for men, and it's separate for ladies. So this one is purely for ladies. Mm. And if you notice, all the three companies are based on female customers, because they pay a lot. we have focused. And the fourth company is my recent venture, actually. That's a training and consultancy firm. It's called Thought Provokers. And that's my passion. That's what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Is the tagline in that company for women who pay a lot?
I wish.
Now, I like how you have them all tied together, because first you relax them in the spa, then you make them look pretty, and then you marry them off, right?
Absolutely.
And do their wedding.
And my daughters are the two luckiest people on the whole world.
Oh, I bet.
Because they get everything for free.
Wow.
Nice. So, Mohammed, as you are traveling around this this world this year, as well as speaking to lots of Toastmasters and representing the organization. What is the message or vision that you want to inspire in our members and other folks who you'll come across?
I think it's important for our members and potential members, actually, to understand that Toastmasters is not a program. What I always say that Toastmasters is a lifelong journey, and you never stop learning. That is what I would like to convey and be able to portray from my personal experience, is that you do not stop learning, and especially in leadership. You know, you can get to a certain level of communication where you excel in it and you understand how it goes. But in leadership, every single experience with a team that is formed, every single experience with a bunch of people whom you meet newly, or people whom you have known and have evolved, is a unique experience. And this is the beauty of Toastmasters, is where you actually are aware of what is happening and are able to deal with different situations in a way that would make you more efficient every time you come across a difficult situation or even routine work that you are used to. Hmm.
You remember the days when the presidents used to have themes, right?
Yes.
Have you thought about, if that were still the case, what your theme might be? If you were to put it in like one nice little package or word or couple words?
Well, let me tell you this story. We have our district conference, and one of the days it was in Dubai, and that was, I think, 2003. And the chairman of the conference set out to have a competition for the theme of the conference. Mm-hmm. And I put in a phrase which continued to... which won, of course, and I got the prize. I don't remember what it was, but
a trophy.
I think it was a book of some sort. But this theme actually continued with me in my campaign to become the district governor, and in my campaign to become an international director, as well as my campaign to become the second vice president. And that theme is Together Towards Tomorrow.
Short, sweet, three words.
So I would have that theme any time, anywhere, and I live by it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, too bad Toastmasters doesn't allow themes anymore. I'm guessing the reason they probably don't, just because they don't want to confuse the public with so many different ideas.
Yeah, well, basically, I think that came up from the rebranding, because you have where leaders are made.
Right.
And that needs to be in the forefront. You don't want to confuse people, and World Headquarters had done their studies into looking at how is Toastmasters portrayed in the world. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of confusion. So why do we need to create more confusion by having different themes where we can concentrate on where leaders are made?
Right. Yeah, if you think about in the old days before the internet, that probably worked well when Toastmasters International was in charge of disseminating all the information. But now with the internet, these old themes probably stay around for a lot longer than they really want them to.
Yeah.
And that could confuse people.
Yes, and in addition to that, you know, it's important for us to understand that there is no my year. It's about the organization's vision, which is very long term. So my work doesn't stop after I finish my year.
Uh-huh.
I continue what my predecessors have started, and I will look forward to have what I have done continued by the people who are coming after me. So there is basically no my year if we look at it realistically.
Right. But it's kind of like the year that you're on top of the organization.
Yeah, and there is no doubt that it's something which is enjoyable, and you look forward into making a difference. But what I'm saying is that it should not stop at the end of your year, because it's a lifelong journey.
Right, of course. Right. Well, this has been great. I want to thank you so much for coming on with us. And once again, congratulations. This is really a big honor to hold this position and to be able to serve the organization of how many people are we up to? How many members? 240,000?
313.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow. Just keeps on growing and growing.
Yes, it does.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I'm very humbled and honored to be chosen for this position, and I assure everyone that I am going to do my best to make sure that the organization is healthy as always. And you guys are really fun to be with, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This has been great.
I'll look forward to reading your column every month in the Toastmaster magazine.
Thank you.
And I will look forward to jumping off that building with you a year from now.
I'll keep you to it.
All right. You take care.
Okay, then.
Bye-bye.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.